Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, and you're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with a break for the news at the top of the hour. We hope you make a habit of joining us. Our show is devoted to the finest in modern mainstream jazz, and we think we've got a swinging show ahead of us tonight. Our highlight artist this week is a trumpet man, Clark Terry. Clark Terry worked his way through all the territory bands around the St. Louis area where he was born, and then he joined the Count Basie big band and later the Count Basie sextet. Was with the Count Basie band for 3 or 4 years, and then he was wooed away by the inimitable Duke Ellington. He moved over to the Duke Ellington Orchestra for about 9-10 years, where he held down the jazz trumpet solo chair, and then went out on his own and freelanced for the rest of the time. I think he was spent, I don't know the exact time, about 3 or 4 years in the Johnny Carson Tonight Show band also. So quite a talented guy. So we're going to lead off the show from his album. I think it's his initial maiden voyage on LP under his own name. The album was on a Marcy label, simply titled Clark Terry. And he certainly surrounded himself with some fantastic musicians. Jimmy Cleaver on trombone, Cecil Payne on baritone sax, Horace Silver on piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, Art Blakey on drums. And so let's listen to a little thing called Swahili.
Thank you.
item composed and arranged by the great composer-arranger Quincy Jones called Swahili, and that was from Clark Terry's initial album recorded under his own name. It was kind of a tour de force by Clark Terry there with exchanges with the drummer Art Blakey. Next up is something by Thelonious Monk and Sonny Rollins. They have co-billing on this Prestige album. Of course, Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, Thelonious Monk on piano, and Tommy Potter's here on bass, and the great Art Taylor's here is on drums. Let's listen to a composition written by Jerome Kern, The Way You Look Tonight.
I'm
Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, along with Thelonious Monk on piano, doing Jerome Kern's The Way You Look Tonight. Back to our highlight artist of the week, trumpet man Clark Terry, and this is from his Riverside album, Serenade to a Bus Seat, and the background to that title of that album is that he spent about 11, 12 years on the road on band buses, traveling from coast to coast, so... He wrote up a little thing called Serenade to a Bus Seat. The track we're going to do from that particular album is Boardwalk, written by Clark Terry. And along with Clark on trumpet, we've got one of Chicago's finest, Johnny Griffin on tenor sax, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. Let's listen to Boardwalk.
Thank you.
That's our Spotlight Artist of the Week, trumpet man Clark Terry, from his album Serenade to a Bus Seat, ably assisted there on tenor sax by one of DeSable High School's contribution to the world of jazz, Johnny Griffin. Don't like to go through too many shows without doing a little Hammond B3 organ, and this is one of the early pioneers on that instrument, Larry Young, and this is a little thing done by him called Talking About JC.
I'm
a hard swinging thing put together by Hammond B3 organist Larry Young called Talking About JC. Well, now back to our highlight artist of the week, and that trumpet man Clark Terry. And this is, as I stated at the outset of the show, he spent about 9-10 years in the Duke Ellington band as a jazz trumpet soloist. And so it's no surprise that along the line somewhere he made an album devoted to Duke Ellington compositions, and indeed he did. The album was called Duke with a Difference. And the personnel on this album are, I believe, all from the Count B or the Duke Ellington band at that time, which would be Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Paul Gonzalez on tenor sax, Britt Woodman on trombone, Woodyard on drums, Jimmy Woody on bass. And this is one of the things done by Duke, played by the Ellington band all down through the years. Probably was in the book for 35, 40 years, Cottontail. Thank you. That was from Clark Terry's album, Duke with a Difference. There's a Duke Ellington tune called Cottontail, and we had some fine solo work there by various members of the Duke Ellington band at that time. Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Gonzalez on tenor sax, Britt Woodman on trombone, Tyree Glenn on vibes. It turned out that the ballad artistry of tenor sax man, Houston person, who can really caress a ballad in a classic manner. And this is Rodgers and Hart's composition, My Romance. We got Houston person on tenor sax, Jimmy Ponder on guitar, Idris Muhammad on drums, Sonny Phillips on organ, My Romance. Thank you. person on Tenor Sax, Duane Rodgers and Hart's composition, My Romance, backed up by Sonny Phillips on organ and Jimmy Ponder on guitar. And we turn now to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, and that's Clark Terry. And this is from an album that he cut called Out on a Limb. And this particular track, written by Clark. Oh, and by the way, Paul Gonzalez out of Duke Ellington Band is here along with Clark. And the title is a little unusual, Blues for Daddy-O's Jazz Patio Blues. If any of you are listening to jazz on AM or FM radio in the 50s, 60s, and probably into the 70s, one of the premier jazz broadcasters or DJs in Chicagoland area was Daddy-O Daly. And so this is obviously devoted to Daddy-O, and that's a good way to get a record played on a station, is to name the disc jockey and the title of the tune. That'll usually get a play. So anyway, let's listen to Clark Terry from his album Out on a Limb doing this dedication to Daddy-O.
Bye.
a little blues devoted to Daddy O Daly, a former disc jockey in Chicago for many, many years, done by Clark Terry. Now we're going to switch over to the news now here at the top of the hour for 5 or 6 minutes, and then we're going to be back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. And so don't go away. We've got one more hour of fine swinging sounds ahead of us. We're going to close out the first hour with a guitar duo of Herb Ellis and Joe Pass on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Jake Hanna on drums, doing a little thing written by Jerome Kern. Look for the silver lining.
Thank you.